There are three business stories making news today about the changing standards to which we are held.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. FICO, the nation's leading provider of those all-important credit scores that so many of us have tattooed on us, has announced that it's changing the formula it uses to score our credit in a way that could boost the credit scores for tens of millions of Americans. Chrissy Clark from the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty team joins us here. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning, David.
So tell me about these new changes.
Well, there are two key parts. First, FICO will stop docking people for being overdue on a payment as long as they've ultimately paid the bill or settled with a collection agency. Until now, having a past collection on your record, even if you've resolved it, could impact your credit score as much as a foreclosure or a bankruptcy. The second change will be good news to anyone with medical debt, which is like 40% of Americans. FICO says it will start giving less weight in its credit scoring formula to unpaid medical bills.
And how might this change people's ability to borrow?
The whole goal is to boost lending without creating more risk. Since the recession, it's been really hard to get a loan unless you have spotless credit. And so these new changes could boost people's scores by as much as 100 points, meaning maybe you qualify for a loan you wouldn't have before, or at least the interest rate is a little lower.
But what about some of the cons here?
Well, any loosening of credit standards worries some folks. Could this leave lenders open to more risk, dig borrowers deeper into debt? FICO doesn't think so, but we'll have to see. As for what good could come, part of what's been stalling our economy is tight credit. So if more people can get loans, that could be huge. And don't forget how powerful credit scores have become, from renting an apartment to even getting a job.
Marketplace's Chrissy Clark, thank you. And later today, the Obama administration will propose changes to student loans that'll loosen the credit standards necessary to get what are called PLUS loans. These are the ones without the subsidized lower interest rate. The idea is the process won't frown so heavily on some delinquent debt, and applicants can ask for more frequent eligibility reviews. The new rules will make it clear, however, that being just 90 days late on payments will count against an applicant. So two examples of easing off credit scoring, but things are getting tougher for military personnel who get help on their college tuition. The rule now is people getting assistance have to just pass the classes, but the government now wants them to do better than that. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Members of the military can get up to $4,500 a year in tuition assistance. But starting in September, they'll have to earn a C or better in undergraduate classes and a B or better in graduate work. If not, they'll have to pay the tuition back.
Tuition dollars and military student time is both limited and valuable. So we want to make sure that they maintain focus and have an understanding of the expectations that are required of them.
That's Defense Department spokesman Lieutenant Commander Nate Christensen. He says the Pentagon could waive the requirements in certain cases and cut soldiers slack for events like deployments. But Emma Scherer of Student Veterans of America says the threat of paying back tuition for anything less than an average grade could scare people off.
We don't want to put roadblocks in the way of service members or veterans from getting to education, and this clearly does that.
Military members may also have to start paying school expenses like fees out of pocket. The changes come as the Pentagon faces long-term budget cuts. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Cleveland is a sports town, be it baseball, basketball, or badminton. That game is among the 35 featured in the Gay Games, which start tomorrow. The International Gay Games 9 competition is expected to bring 30,000 visitors to the Cleveland area. Afi Scruggs saw what some small businesses are doing to get fans into their establishments.
If you're a restaurant server, it makes sense to be polite and greet a customer with a ma'am or a sir. So what do you do when a gender mistake turns that courtesy into a slight?
You know, once you see their expression, "I'm sorry, did I misspeak?" Let them come in and say, "You did. I would prefer if you use this term."
That's Anna Short. She works at the Grovewood Tavern and Wine Bar on Cleveland's east side. It's 10 minutes from downtown, the heart of the Gay Games. But the tavern's owners still expect busy nights and full tables. So they prepared by learning about the LGBT communities from diversity trainer Kristen DuVernay.
So the first term that we're going to cover is transgender. So if you're confident that you know what that means, please move up here. And not so confident, move to the back or the space in between.
The goal is to generate buzz and get visitors to spots that aren't close to their hotels. But Cleveland State University economist Candy Klaus says buzz isn't enough. Far-flung establishments also need proximity to a well-known landmark.
It's a very reasonable expectation that people will venture away from the center of the activity to visit a certain neighborhood because they're looking for something specific like an art district or a music district.
The Grovewood is right off the interstate, which helps. And it's close to one of the city's top entertainment districts, the Waterloo neighborhood. The combination has brought customers in the past, and tavern owner Beth Davis Norrigan is confident her staff will be super busy during the games.
Anytime there's, you know, an exodus down to the Waterloo District, you know, there's a natural spillover to the Grovewood and vice versa. We get a lot of people that come down here for dinner before or after the show. So, you know, there's definitely is an area to draw people to when they are looking for something to do outside of the games.
Gay Games visitors are expected to bring $40 million to the area this coming week. I'm Afee Scruggs from Marketplace.
First, there was talk in the business pages of a shakeout in the junk bond market that was becoming, quote, more shallow. Now the word exodus is being used. There's word from Lipper Analytical Services that more than $7 billion was pulled from junk bonds in the last week. Whether there really is a bubble for this kind of high-yield debt is a matter of debate. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.